Hey everyone, welcome to Gilmore Gals. My name is Karishma and I'm here with my co-host and friend Jaina and our guest today, Larissa. In today's episode, we'll be chatting about the role that food plays in the series. But before we get started, we are just going to take a quick break for some ads. All right, so here with us today is our friend of the pod, Larissa, from at Eating Gilmore on Instagram. Welcome, Larissa.
Hi, thank you guys so much. Good to talk with you guys again.
If you are a longtime listener of ours, we actually have an episode that we recorded with Larissa early last year where we talked about her Instagram account, where she cooks her way through Gilmore Girls. So definitely check out that episode if you haven't already. All right, so let's dive into our topic. So I think the one of the main questions that comes up in the minds of a lot of Gilmore Girls fans is, why do we think that the writers for the show choose to emphasize the topic of food in Gilmore Girls throughout the series?
For me, I don't know necessarily why, but I always kind of equate food character because it is talked about so much. I think that there's a sense of community and food, you know, with the tradition of going to the food at the Dragonfly Independence Suki, and you kind of the Friday night dinner. That's kind of, you know, the main plot of the show. In the pilot. So I think there's really the sense of food on Gilmore Girls.
I definitely would agree with that. I feel like not many shows like show this much food on their TV shows, and like it's literally surrounded by that, and it definitely brings like more comfort, and like it shows more like realistic type views of the show of like people eating and this and that. Like, you don't get that in most shows. They're either just like sitting at a bar and it only shows like them talking for a few minutes and then the scene changes or something like that. But like the fact that it actually does revolve around a lot of like diners and restaurants and food and like the Friday night dinners and everything, it just makes it feel more homey, and you feel like you're a part of the show than not, I feel.
Yeah, for sure. And that's kind of the point I was going to make. Sometimes people will eat food while watching it, or at least hungry while watching it. So I like how you talk about, you kind of feel like part of the show. And
yeah, definitely.
Yes. And I think that food plays a role in community in general, since Gilmore Girls mainly takes place in Stars Hollow, which is already a tight-knit community. So like what you guys had mentioned, I think that having food be a part of a lot of scenes makes a lot of sense. And we have like a lot of different places where a lot of the scenes in Gilmore Girls take place, like Luke's Diner, the Inn, Lorelai and Rory's house, and Emily and Richard's house. So we have all different kinds of food, like diner food at Luke's, Suki's recipes at the Inn. We have takeout and Pop-Tarts at Lorelai and Rory's house, and more fine dining cuisine at Emily and Richard's house. So I feel like food is naturally entwined into the show. What do you guys think about the dichotomy of food in Gilmore Girls, where they show, you know, stereotypically, quote unquote, food that's not so great, or junk food, like burgers, fries, and pizza, while also showing stereotypically fancy, quote unquote, food like foie gras, mac and cheese, with the jalapeno chipotle cream sauce, and different foods like that?
Well, I think it's kind of that symbolism of the difference with Emily and Richard obviously being really wealthy, and they're the ones. Lorelai sort of breaking away from that, and she, you know, the junk food. So I think it really symbolizes that, like you said, Richard and Emily, and then Lorelai and Rory. Although I don't know if you guys have talked about the show, but I feel like Lorelai is actually pretty off. Like, her house is so nice.
Yes.
I definitely agree with you guys. And I love the fact that you said symbolism, Larissa, because I didn't think about it like that. You're very right when you say, like, it's more of like, okay, Lorelai chose her lifestyle, and that's like the lifestyle of like most like middle class people versus like the rich. You would have like more fancy food. I remember a specific episode where Rory was staying at the grandparents' house, and they had like pizza in the fridge, and she was like, ew, pizza, like, why do we have pizza in the fridge? Like, how do you even like cook this or whatever? And Emily was like freaking out. And Rory was like, don't worry, like, where's the oven? And like, I don't even think Emily knew where the oven was, but they like cooked up the pizza, and she was like, oh.
She like asked about the buzzer going off.
Yes, yes. So it's just like different types of like lifestyle of people. And so I definitely agree with you. It's like, it's symbolic in a way. And I never thought about it like that.
Really, I think that shows how Lorelai and Rory are constantly moving from one space to another. So they move from the small town Stars Hollow vibe to the Hartford, Connecticut elite vibe all throughout their week, of course, because they start off the week at Stars Hollow and then they end off the week at Friday night dinner. What are some of our favorite food-related scenes on this show? Because there are, of course, a lot.
One of my favorite, you know, food-centric episodes is the deep-fried Korean Thanksgiving, because I think we really get to see all of the different, you know, core, I guess, of the show pan out over the course of the day with the own plots. Ties into all of those, right? You have like Mrs. Kim and very, and she's like, why did you bring these chocolate turkeys? Like, strict. you know, while she's not making it, she talks about the food that she would have made, and it's style and community based. And then you have Luke's Diner, which is just very
pretty and chill.
And then you have the Friday night dinner where, you know, it all.
It's really crazy.
So that I think is one of my favorite food centric episodes.
Yeah, I love that one too. I definitely love the Thanksgiving episode as well. It has so much like different variety, and you're just sitting there like, oh my god, I didn't know people could do so much with this holiday. But I would say my favorite would be the Christmas episode. I think because you get to see like different types of food there. So like Luke does his like Santa burger and like the pancakes. Like, he just like makes it all like decorative. Like, even though that's totally not his personality, but like he just makes it like so good. And then you go to the Christmas party at Emily's and Richard's, and you see like all this like fancy decked out like food for Christmas and everything, and you're just like, oh my god, like they have like the salmon puffs and this and that, and like it's just like amazing to see the different variety of food during that entire episode, because they have these like little dinners and little like things during Christmas that they attend, and each and every place they go to has like the most incredible like variety of food, whether it's just like the Santa burger where it's like a regular burger, but you make it seem so like elaborate looking, or you go to this like fancy party and you have like all these like amazing cuisines that they offer. It's just amazing to like see that. I can't believe they even thought of all of those things for that episode specifically. It's just, it amazes me. I feel like the writers do such a good job on that.
I have so many favorite ones. So some of the ones that I love include, of course, the entire Thanksgiving episode, since Lorelai and Rory had to attend the four different Thanksgiving dinners in one day, because I feel like it is an iconic episode, and it's almost like a challenge for them. Like, can they survive and get through four different Thanksgiving dinners? And the food at each dinner was so different from each other, which I also really enjoyed seeing. Because you had like the deep fried turkey at Suki's, you had the tofurkey at Mrs. Kim's, you had the more diner type of Thanksgiving food at Luke's, and then you had a more traditional Thanksgiving food at Emily and Richard's. And I also love it whenever we see Lorelai and Rory order takeout for movie night because they just have tons of food, and it always makes me want to have my own movie night where I order a bunch of food. And another scene, lastly, is the first night that Rory spends at Yale, when Lorelai stays with her, and then they just proceed to order from all these different restaurants near campus to decide the best places to eat, since that was a lot of fun to watch, and they created a chart and everything. So, yeah, those were some of my favorite scenes. Larissa, what are some of your favorite Gilmore Girls recipes that you've made recently, and how has following these recipes given you more insight into the role that food plays on the show?
For sure. Kind of on season 7 right now. And so I've kind of like the deep cuts of food because it's not necessarily talked about in the season. But recently I made Suki's muffin bottom pie. One of my most requested dishes, kind of since I've started this project. And I'm like, that's not. Eventually, but that there's a that were kind of invented by the show, so that was kind of fun to try it out because there's not a lot of existing recipes that it already because they Suki essentially created. She like even talks about so that was really fun. And a lot of people when they heard that. Imagined a pie crust like lined with muffin box. Well, that's going to leave a lot of like holes for the filling to seep. So I essentially baked, crumbled those up to turn into a crust, kind of where you would make a cookie crust. And that was just kind of my interpretation of it, which I think is kind of fun too, because especially for these only really exist in the world of Gilmore Girls. All of us kind of imagine ways of how it would turn out. So I think it's kind of fun to see what other people would those kind of more like fictionalized foods, if that makes sense.
It's so interesting because whenever I see your posts, I'm either like, oh yes, I remember exactly when the show referenced that, or I'm like, oh wow, that's a deep cut, and I love how she caught on to that food reference and created it. Because sometimes I like, for example, the what was it, the Lane talking about how her kids will eat fried shrimp, and Mrs. Kim was mad at her for that. So I love how you caught on to that reference. And it also, I feel like that shows that the series discusses food both subtly and also not so subtly. And how do we feel about the way that the show portrayed Lorelai and Rory's like day-to-day eating habits? Do we feel like it's too unrealistic or potentially problematic?
I kind of think that this is a little bit of double-edged sword, right? I think it can be problematic in the way kind of Hollywood magic that Lorelai and Rory are so thin. Have the best diet, but obviously people can eat horribly food and still be really thin because they just have good metabolisms. So I really know. But I also think at the same time, this show the early 2000s when being like super glamorized and kind of the expectation to openly and honestly, I think was actually really great of them and
just for any
other
other
show, especially one more catered to. I think most of the shows at the time, you didn't really see characters eating.
I know
For Gossip Girl, like they're always drinking martinis, even though they were in high school.
So I think
In that regard, it was actually kind of showcasing food in a
during the time
that it first aired.
On one hand, I can see how Lorelai Rory's eating habits were perhaps like refreshing at the time, because in the early 2000s when the show was filmed, the media was featured like peak diet culture, and so many products in the stores had that label low fat. So, you know, it's refreshing to see two female leads on a major TV show not engage with that and instead show viewers, like, hey, it's okay to eat French fries. but at the same time, I feel like it could be, you know, unrealistic and also potentially problematic for especially, like, younger viewers to see that because they might take it as, you know, something to, like, aim for in terms of, oh, okay, even if I eat like them, I'll look exactly like them. Because in real life, Lauren Graham, she had, like, that strict diet and exercise routine at the time, which is, of course, completely opposite to Lorelai. And yeah, I remember growing up and thinking, like, oh, wow, how could they eat so much and not exercise yet, you know, remain slim and still be able to eat a lot? So yeah, it could potentially be problematic or even perhaps triggering for some viewers.
That they never talked about any of that stuff because it just felt like very normal. And I remember during like those early 2000s, like that was such a like taboo issue that people did, you know, like it was unspoken but spoken type of thing. And the show like did such a great job of like never mentioning it because, you know, everybody's like different and that's totally fine. So I love the fact that they never had Suki or anybody say themselves like, oh, I can't do this because of my weight or anything like that. But I actually did recently found an article that someone had mentioned that low key, like Michelle had an eating disorder. Like everybody in the show thought he was like fit and he had this lifestyle, but his obsession was more of like an eating disorder than not. What are your thoughts on that? Because I was like confused when they mentioned that.
Yeah, I think that's a really he's like very strict, you know, he like counts out his blueberries and
yeah
he accidentally gets in 2% milk, like he completely freaks out. So it's very interesting too because usually we are kind of talking about on shows where the girls have some sort of like there's always like an eating disorder episode, I feel like. But man's perspective, like hardly ever.
Yeah. I thought it was super interesting because he was always like, oh, I can't eat this or no, I need to stay fit and all of that stuff. And I never thought about it until I read that article where I was like, oh, this is very interesting. I didn't know that in the show, Michelle was more portrayed as like having this like eating disorder or obsession of like thinness through his like diet and being fit.
Yeah. And it's almost, it's really kind of played off as a joke. A lot of it's almost supposed to be like the comedic relief for that episode. That's also interesting.
So that about wraps it up. Thank you all so much for listening. And Larissa, thank you so much for being on this episode. We really always enjoy having you. Feel free to come back anytime. Where can our listeners find you?
Yeah, thank you guys so much. You can follow me at Eating Gilmore on Instagram. And then for all of my recipes, you can go to my blog, Eating Gilmore.
Our next episode, we'll be recapping another episode of Gilmore Girls, so definitely stay tuned for that. You can also find us at Gilmore Gals Pod on Instagram. And if you enjoy this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review, and share this podcast with friends who enjoy Gilmore Girls. We'll see you all next time. Bye.